Previously on Umbra Detritus.
The greedy fingers pulling his brothers and sisters from their place of eternal watch. Rage filled Nephine for the first time in a millennia. And then slithering sounds filled the cave just before the screams of the damned drowned that out.
What's his pizza?
DoorDash.
Uber Eats.
I need to calm that down with the just like doing do that with the 007. Ta-da.
Lit.
Ooh.
Bam.
What?
Fancy.
Oh, look at that fucking boat. Just fucking boating around.
Look at that water. Look at who's rolling out there drowning. That's not supposed to be a...
That kind of gets me queasy.
Left them in the water by accident.
That's way below deck, sir.
Accident.
Hold on. He's in the... So
get it, get it.
Let me find a D4, because I don't know, but maybe... 22 hits?
A 22 does indeed hit.
Yes, okay.
Yeah, because even with the cover, that's only a plus 2 to the AC.
Sweet. 3 damage.
This fucker had 3 hit points left.
Yes! Yeah! Once again, I saved the fucking day.
That's a cool way to do
way
that.
To go.
Oh my god.
Ready to start.
I'm still eating wings.
I'm eating crunch, crunch, crunch.
Eating your wings. It's fun.
You're always. This is the loudest piece of paper.
Well, should I go get a bowl of red rice and sausage and start smacking away?
I ate my quiet snack during the break.
Quiet snack.
I'm drinking my snack. So.
Is that a can of Hawaiian Punch?
No, it's High-pitch Mosaic IPA.
God, you fucking pretentious shit.
No, it's that, Asheville, North Carolina. Delicious IPA.
You bought that at a gas station, right?
No, I bought this at Bottles.
Oh, I love
East
that place.
Bay Bills.
Yep. I go there every 2 weeks and get a grocery cart.
We guessed.
I love how pretentious and snobby you are about booze, Kevin. It's just, it's delightful.
The hat should have clued you in that he was going to be that way.
It's something I truly enjoy. So.
He's a man of good taste when it comes to alcohol.
I've tasted it.
Become a snob at a thing. Find a thing you really like and become a snob about it.
Okay.
I mean, the questionable peanut butter and jelly. Outside of that, he hasn't said anything wrong when it came to liquor, as far as I'm concerned.
Basil Hayden, a delicious bourbon.
I took Jesse into the liquor store today, and that's like the first thing he like noticed was the fucking peanut butter whiskey. He's like, "What is that?" I'm like, "Oh no,
is that good? I don't think that would be good."
I mean, you didn't you it. Have it?
I had some of it, but you know. I'm
oh,
like,
that's right. We did that shot, didn't we? At Hairball.
Yeah. But I told him I'm not buying a fucking what is the goddamn other liquor in that? The really expensive little thing that comes in the holy hand grenade.
Chambord.
Yeah.
Chambord, but no, you can buy. There's a DeKeppers that is $20 for a liter.
But it's not in the holy hand grenade. That's the point of buying it,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, that's true. But
that's the point of keeping it on
you
your show
ask, for Christmas, and maybe the fans will get you a holy hand grenade for Christmas.
Dear fans, I would like a holy hand grenade of booze. Thank you.
This is the first Mardi Gras I didn't work at a place that does Mardi Gras in 15 years.
Wow!
Nice. Holy cow!
Is it nice
sir.
Because our restaurant changed?
No, I know why it didn't, but I mean.
So for the past 15 years, every year I have done some kind of gator dish, and then something
no,
else.
Bites.
Yeah, I didn't do gator bites this year for the first time in 15 years. It's kind
of
weird.
They didn't do anything. They didn't do anything for Mardi Gras.
No, we're not a New Orleans place anymore.
No, you're a
Hawaiian burger joint. I guess we could have done a Pulp Fiction contest.
Oh, Big Kahuna Burger.
That is a tasty burger.
If you just come in and yell, motherfucker, you get 50% off your first burger.
That'll be great.
Sorry, our Sprite sucks.
$5 milkshakes.
No, we don't have that either.
Well, $5 milkshakes are cheap these days.
Besides, the $5 milkshake came from...
No, you can get a hand-spun milkshake at Hardee's for $1.99.
Yeah, the milkshake was at Jackrabbit Slim's.
Mm-hmm.
Wasn't at the Big Kahuna Burger place.
Oh, you're right.
I know I'm right.
Man, we know a lot about Pulp Fiction as a collective, but like...
That is a movie I've seen.
Oh, wow.
Oh, we found one.
Of course he's seen a movie with a guy in a gimp costume.
That is the reason why I've seen it.
That's one of his things. He looks on the back cover. I don't see any gimps back here. Next movie.
Lame, no gimps. Oh, man, back cover. Now, that's something that that's going to be out of our lexicon. People aren't going to be buying DVDs anymore.
I know. I think Blockbusters and places like that are going to make a comeback just because, like, the same way record stores made a comeback a few years ago. Show.
They might.
You know, and people just want to go in and browse for shit. Like, as
especially
exercise.
After this past
year. I used
to
love that.
People are going
to
be like, I want to go places.
I want to go even if it's something dumb like Blockbuster.
I just want to go anywhere.
They got red boxes now.
He built a movie rental place in his basement.
I saw that. That was awesome.
Yeah. Like, it looks like an old VHS movie rental place. It's just where he hangs out to watch movies.
Well, go ahead, Mike.
In the video store.
I was going to say, there's this place in Malden, Family Video, and that shit is jamming all the time. Like, all the time. It's the only video store left in that area
in the state.
That's probably more true.
Yeah,
it does business though.
The state.
I would beg to differ on the whole state, but I don't think a lot of them are legal video rental places. When I lived in Cross, there was a bait and tackle shop that rented movies. But I think it was just their movies you could rent. Like, they weren't paying like to rent movies.
Oh, okay. I thought they were just like all rips and like little white envelopes.
Look, you can come to the Latson Fairground Flea Market, and there's a guy just selling bootleg DVDs, new releases. And
nobody cares.
I know, not at the flea market.
I think there's that guy's in pretty much every flea market I've ever been in. There's always been at least two or three.
I like
of those.
The $1 Turkish cigarette person. Like, there's always that one guy selling like cartons of cigarettes for $5 for some dubious foreign country. You're like, is this really tobacco? Yes.
Gonna sell you anything more expensive? I'm trying to anything to you.
I agree, my robotic friend.
Nim broke down there for a minute.
Oh, man.
Your internet got all shitty.
Did it really?
Yeah.
That's not good.
Add a little hiccup.
I always think that's funny. Like, people are like, oh, like, what about, like, weed gummy bears? Like, somebody's going to... I'm afraid to send my kid trick-or-treating because somebody's going to slip their drugs in there. It's like, nobody's
no
giving
one
away
is
drugs.
Gonna spend that kind of money to hand it out to random
not a
kid.
Single...
Evil people will.
Those aren't cheap. Evil people aren't going to give good stuff away.
Well, no. The only time I want to give a toddler a gummy is when I get to hang out and see what it does. That's just...
Wait, Toker, we know what it does. It makes the kid really want sushi. We can't tell you that story because of Child Protective Services, but sushi. Oh, that's a commercial.
That's okay. That child is going to be 18 soon, so...
Is he really?
Wow.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Yeah, I didn't realize that story was that old now.
Yeah.
Sushi.
We'll talk about it on your show. We just we'll change the names to protect the innocent.
Just get
named Chris.
Get him on there. Get him on there to talk about it.
I don't think that's a good thing.
Just give him like a screen name, like Yeah, I got nothing.
See, now I'm starting to, like, at first I was like, yeah, this is a video that we've all seen, but now I'm thinking, is this somebody that, you have to know? Somebody we know.
It was a story.
Whose kids got into their edibles.
And they're
The
gist of the story was is that the kids got into the edibles that they forgot were in the car because they were at a party the night before. And they were like, what do we do? Well, what can you do? We're on our way to Charleston to get sushi. We'll just ride it out. And halfway to town, the kids started going, sushi. Sushi. Like, it was the funniest word ever. Which it kind of is.
It is a funny word. Well, I mean, every word is funny if you just say it enough.
But, like, to be honest, I fed those kids, like, booze their whole childhood, so you know,
you probably shouldn't admit to that.
No, no, it's just like a little bit, just like a little bit, like just like
like two shots per kid.
No, like,
it's a thimbleful.
I made them pina coladas, but you really can't blend a pina colada without a little liquid in it, so you know, whatever, a little coconut rum, like maybe half a shot just to get things going. You know,
coconut water, coconut juice, water,
yeah, he doesn't have those.
Yeah, but who has that shit? I had coconut rum.
Also, I didn't want to drink alone again, goddammit.
Yeah, it's depressing. You're sitting there with like a 9-year-old and a 7-year-old, and you're like, fuck it, kids, let's get bombed.
Hey, edibles as a kid. And to hear that story, listen to Noob Show.
They're like, we want to watch this terrible kids cartoon. And you're like, all right, we'll watch it. But you're going to drink with your uncle real quick.
Oh, Johnny Test again? Fine. We're doing booze too.
Good times.
Johnny Test.
I don't know what that is.
Just fucking garbage is what it is.
Canadian cartoon garbage.
Mahogany, do you disagree?
I've never heard of it.
Oh.
I don't know.
But I know of Johnny Test, Cartoon Network, and not that great. Mm-hmm. It was a Canadian knockoff of
Dexter's Lab, basically.
Yeah.
At any rate, what were we doing last time? Were we like
Tums, because that apple turnover kind of hurt me a little bit.
Oh, it's turning you over.
That's like one of the words that I cannot say without sounding turnover. Like a speech impediment. It's always turnover.
Turnover. Hello, Dad. Every time. I would like an apple turnover.
It's Terry turnover. It sounds like that, and I can't. It just happens.
I would like one of your fine desserts, sir.
I think Terry Turnover should be in the bump bucket, and he should be someone with a lisp like that.
So Malwidge. Me as a child.
Malwidge.
That's the name that comes with a catchphrase.
If you could do Terry Thomas, that would be nice. Can you do Terry Thomas?
Yeah, if you sign up for the Patreon, you can do it.
No, Terry Thomas, the actor. Never mind.
References. Nobody gets his. That's all right.
I shouldn't even get the references I make half the time. I'm like, I have a 85-year-old brain.
Yeah.
Living in my brain.
People who can't see you right now just assumed you were 85 because you like to get children drunk back in the day.
Well, yeah, I mean, a little laudanum and cocaine, it really calms them down.
It was the 20s. Everybody did it.
There's statute of limitations on that.
Yeah, children, have some heroin pills.
And if you're really good, I'll give you a cigarette.
Rub these on your baby's gums while they're teething.
Back your uncle's pipe. I need to. Yes, you can take a drag if you like.
Yes, I need to chase the dragon.
You know what you actually need to do? Everybody needs to roll a
d20. Oh, okay.
All right.
13.
I'm going to roll 6 to 18. Take the better.
He's beating 18.
Yeah, 16.
Not me. 16 also.
No. Kevin, give me the previously on.
Previously on.
Take two.
No, one take. That's it.
Leave it how it is.
Previously. It wasn't just that you fucking up. You stood up straight. You were so ready.
On Hombro de Grebus.
It was like three extra constants, and they were all wrong. That's fantastic.
Oh!
I believe in you.
Previously on Homebrew Detritus.
It's better. Nice. See? Practice.
Damn, I need to do the show differently and put all that in there. That was good.
I was literally crying. I was laughing so hard.
There is a blooper reel that definitely deserves a spot on it.
Yeah, eventually I'm going to put together. There's a loads of stuff that we didn't put in the exposition dump that I'd like to eventually edit and put out there. I've still got to do the Nerd Bowl documentary thing.
One of the guys I got to sub has been watching our show. Was actually excited to hear that. He's like, "Is that one? Have you like put that one out?" You know, he's still working on that one. So
the Nerd Bowl thing.
Yeah,
yeah.
Because we talked about. He's like, "What is that even about?" I'm like, "So I explained what we did." He's like, "Oh, I want to actually see that."
Yeah, I've got the confessions done. We've seen clips of those in this show, but it's like 4.5 hours multi-camera'd stuff that I've got to filter through. And it's taking some time, but it'll happen.
It'll happen, baby.
The thing that I want, I remember us doing it, and I know it wasn't in the episode from the exposition dump, is we all sang a bit of "Kiss by a Rose on a Grave," and I want to see that again, and I want people to see that again.
I don't remember that at all.
Did that happen?
I think that is a great thing to tease on Patreon, a blooper reel for Patreons.
You know, outtakes and bloopers from the exposition dump, you know. So that'll be something that I put in the old editing house to get done before too long. But we're doing a show now that I'll eventually have to edit, so I think we should get into it.
Hey, no.
What, tonight?
Yeah.
Yeah, now. Yeah.
Oh.
You're all sober? Right.
Yeah, I've been feeling good the last 2 days. I've been drinking.
Oh.
Well, I'm on like fucking...
Like the COVID?
No. I don't think so. I'm starting to feel a little bit better today. But
like
no,
if you can no longer taste the booze, you're either too drunk or you have COVID.
Mm-hmm. No, I've just been, just a little under the weather. So I've been sober since Sunday.
Mm. Oh, I love it. I love you like this.
No, you don't.
I love you long time.
I'm not entertaining. No,
like this.
We're watching Matt go through the withdrawals now.
Camera's fucking itself. Hold on.
What?
Just give me a second. Keep going.
Again, you can help support the show on Patreon, so maybe we can get some upgrades.
So Noob can buy a fucking webcam, even though they're like $25, you cheap shit.
Yeah.
I am indeed a cheap shit.
No, if they don't come with cat ears, he doesn't want it.
Goddamn right.
And also, if he pays money for a web camera, how is he going to afford his Uber Eats?
That's really, yeah. Somebody who Uber Eats in Waltonboro will go out of business if Noob stops ordering for just a day.
Yes, they will. I'm sorry. It's just how it is.
That is someone's job. Just
so I'm sorry. It's DoorDash, isn't it? It's not Uber Eats.
You are the gig economy in Waltonboro.
I don't like DoorDash. I appreciate what it is. I don't like those. It's so expensive.
DoorDash isn't that bad.
Well, we went to we got Chinese food from there a few Tuesdays ago, and I love this Chinese food place. And I called them because they used to deliver, but they don't now because of COVID, and like everybody just goes through Uber, so they stopped paying for a delivery driver, which I get.
Yeah,
but what used to be a $38 meal was a $62 meal.
Jesus.
Yeah.
What?
I'm gonna.
Like, they charge more because when you order through Uber, Uber takes a bigger cut, so they have to charge more when they sell the product through Uber. Then Uber gives you all these fees and services, and then it's like, and now would you like to tip? And in my head, I was like, I thought I was already. and I don't want to be an asshole because I know those people need the money, so I tip, and then it's like, oh, now that's 60. It was like $65.
I just drive.
I just let my wife go get my stuff.
I can't leave work anymore. I used to be able to leave work and go get the food. So this, I used to go to Uber Eats.
He's froze.
I love He's that gone. His celebration was the
he
end of
jumped
it.
Jumped on and then he went away again. Oh,
I totally missed it. I was looking at my dice wondering, when am I going to roll these?
If when you will blink, that happen?
Continue.
Yeah, but how are we supposed to continue? The fans need to see your face.
No, they don't. They trust really me. They do.
One fan hated his face so much that he gave us money to give him diarrhea. I am not throwing that away.
Fix your camera, loser. What are you doing raging people?
Money for diarrhea.
That is a terrible catchphrase. That is not our show's catchphrase.
It's a sign just, you hold up.
Actually, that's not a bad catchphrase.
No, catchphrase as a person.
We'll put Terrence's face on the cover. Call him money. No, I'm just kidding.
Just get a cardboard sign. Will diarrhea for food?
Oh.
Oh.
Don't say that.
Anyway.
Police.
Let's play a game.
Sure, yeah.
Please. Jesus.
We were on a ship and I had just saved everyone, as I recall.
We saved everyone. I believe
you did save everyone, especially namely Razbad.
You're welcome.
So we'll say several minutes go by before everybody gets out of their paralysis.
Right.
There was one loss. It was a nameless dwarf sailor. It was one who bit the dust completely. He didn't just get paralyzed. He got crit killed.
Bjornsson, son of Bjorn.
Don't worry, he was a racist, so it's fine. He was actually a bad person. So
yeah, he was pretty bad dude. Yeah, he wasn't like the fun Dexter murdery guy. Like he's kind of sadistic.
He's a Mumford and Sons fan.
Anywho, moving on.
Akage would have seen that Dorian killed the thing that had paralyzed him. Yes,
maybe
because you're not blind when you're paralyzed.
Yeah, but I can't remember which direction you were looking, so you might not have seen him.
Was facing a thing in Pathfinder? Oh yeah, I guess I wouldn't have because.
In paralyzation, no, you didn't see.
Yeah,
even if facing isn't a thing in Pathfinder, I'm going to homebrew that if you're paralyzed and somebody dies behind you, you don't see them.
Yeah,
it's fine.
So then I don't have to have that weird awkwardness between Dorian and Akage.
That's good. Do you get nervous with him being behind you now or no?
Yeah,
I would.
Yeah, he stabbed me. Like,
yeah.
Through the heart.
Yeah.
Without saying anything to anyone. He straight up cold-blooded killed him.
He brought me back immediately, but still, we didn't know that was going to happen.
Yeah, right. I don't think he counted on that. I think it was just going off a hunch.
I very much counted on it. And if it had not happened, I would have been very sad.
Might even choked up a little bit.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So Kevin didn't get to do much last game.
What?
Because he was paralyzed the whole combat, but he did roll a nature check, so after he wakes up, he would be able to tell you that these look like Adaros. They're an aquatic race, which is why they were moving so slow on the bow, but they've been mutated nearly beyond identification.
How do you spell that again?
A-D-A-R-O. Adaro. Yeah, I might be enunciating it wrong, but...
I want to see what they look like.
I don't know much about the undersea kingdoms, but I don't think this is normal.
They look like fish bottom mermaids with also a fish top and very angry with teeth.
So they're fish... They're mermers?
They're fish...
They kind of remind me of...
Hybrid of a human and a shark.
What was the shark cartoon that was like Ninja Turtles?
Street Sharks!
Street Sharks!
That is totally Jossum.
It's totally Jossum. I had one of their hand puppets.
Oh.
I had Boglins.
But yes, they are normally not this aggressive, especially not coming up above the water. They're normally strictly aquatic creatures.
But yeah, that's all you get from that, from their corpses there. Razbad now.
Landlubbers are usually safe from these things. Were they also
physically mutated, or was it just in their attitude?
No, physically mutated. Like the tendrils and stuff that were coming out of them is normally not what they do.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
They normally attack with spears. The poison that was coming out of their body is something that they tend to use a lot for hunting. But they've been known to hunt with and for sharks.
Wait, these are pufferfish people? Is that what...
picture a centaur, but with the fish lower half. I mean, do you know what a mermaid is?
Does anybody remember Cabin Boy?
I try only, not to.
Only from that one summer.
These pipes are clean!
There was the fish, the shark, sharky something.
All I remember is the tobacco spitting cupcake.
Sounds like we're all having mild strokes.
You never seen Cabin Boy?
I have. I didn't like it, so I didn't watch it enough to remember it. I thought it was, I don't know.
I think you'll appreciate it more now.
Maybe.
Yeah, it's just completely gonzo. Anyway, go on. Yeah, fancy lad. Are you farting? God damn it.
I saw my Zoom call light up and I was pleased. my hang out boys too much.
Yeah, you're gonna become one of us. Gonna be
that's
like
not that, that's not how that works.
Farting and spitting and swearing.
So Adaros, that is all you know about okay. Adaros.
All right, well, I share that with the group. Apologize, I couldn't be more help. I will help in tending all our wounds. Or how far out are we from land?
It was close to dark when the combat happened, so you're getting very close. Maybe an hour or two more of travel.
And I will let whoever's critically injured get in front of the line, but I will fall in line right after them because I took a pretty bad hit at the beginning.
When I come to, I'll go check on Min. Is it Min?
I have this wand still, and we'll begin dosing out wand wounds.
I don't want a wand wound. Thank you, Kevin, but no.
Wand wound healing.
Kevin, no. It just had you like on my screen real big doing this.
Talking about wand wounds.
So when do we get to the shore? Sir,
well, Nim was going to check on Mia.
Yep,
we're done with the healing montage.
Montage,
because she's going with us, right? Well, I'm gonna check on her anyway. I dumped her off in her room, and
yeah. So you go down to check on her. She is just now starting to move again. You can see that the wound isn't still bleeding. It was a light graze, but it was just enough to get the poison into her. She looks up at you, kind of like, "Oh, is everyone okay?"
Almost. We did lose a good man.
Oh, not background dwarf number 7.
yes, he'd been with us so long.
Oh, he was just an intern for the show a few days ago.
I remember all the good times.
I remember his kids, you know, child 1 and child 8. It's really. They were really great. They'll miss him.
No, that's a real shame. The captain is okay, though. We're still on course, I hope.
I think so. I came down here to check on you, but we could absolutely go up and see how things are going. But apparently we're drawing close to the Isles.
As you head back up, Razbad, and you can see since Razbad was talking about the creatures, him and the captain are having a discussion because the captain is familiar with these waters and is also backing up your knowledge check that these do seem like the Adaro, but I've never seen them look like this or be I mean, they were always a pretty frightful tribe in these waters, but they mostly kept to themselves.
According to my notes, that's true. They're normally nowhere near this aggressive, and obviously you can tell by this, and it points out anatomy and their, you know, various things that are non-normal.
The paralytic poison they use, was it a something they manufactured naturally?
Yeah. Razbad, you'd be able to tell him that it is harvested from deep underwater from a type of plant, but they normally would rub their spears with it to paralyze their prey for hunting. Why it was seemed to be a part of these creatures and whatever was coming out of their skin is something beyond your knowledge.
So they don't actually have any like doses of it on them.
You could attempt a survival check or a alchemy check to harvest a few doses if you'd like to.
Is anybody in the group more skilled at that?
I can survival check it. Once you mention wanting it, I will try my best.
Oh, yes.
And roll a 9, so that gives me a 20.
Okay. Yeah, you are able to harvest D4 doses if you would like to roll for that.
Just scrape some goopy mucus off of this part right here.
Two.
Okay. Yeah. So you get off two doses off just the one corpse. You are more than welcome to try it again. But Razbad, you do know that if you are to fail this check, you would be susceptible to being exposed to the poison since you don't have poison use.
Two is fine. We can throw the rest over.
Okay.
While
you guys are in the midst of harvesting poisons and getting yourself back together, you hear from the crow's nest, land ho! And the fog begins to part just a bit. You can see the small kind of desolate island before you with the large mountain in its center. And before you can really appreciate what it is you're looking at, you can see another vessel, but this one capsized and partially sunken just off the coast. You hear Mia go, oh my goodness, that's the dwarfing vessel we're looking for. The crew...
They should have called us. Let's go home.
We found them. All right.
Okay. You know, I guess they're all dead. So, adventure hook over. We'll see you next week. Thanks for watching.
Bye, folks.
See you later.
All right. Well, now that we're
talking. Possible that they made it to shore.
We could hope so. Yes. Anybody with better eyes than me, do you see a fire or any signs of life?
Hey, I got a 20 perception.
27.
Okay.
28.
You do not. You can be assured that at this time of this, it's dark enough now to where if there was any campfire out there, you would definitely see it even through some thick tree line.
Nothing nearby.
That is not good. I guess our only course of action now would be to go ashore. However, I fear leaving the boat and crew here unprotected with those things in the water. Perhaps, so the DM doesn't have to roll so many characters, you crew would go to the island and investigate while I stay here with the dwarven crew to protect the vessel.
How wildly unexpected, but I love the plan. Let's do it.
Counterpoint, what if we just beach the boat straight onto the beach? Just full sail straight up onto the sand.
Well, I kind of want to leave, so no.
Leaving might not be possible if we go that course. Though,
seems like that might have been the plan of the first ship that arrived here.
So. Is the ship completely capsized? Is it on its side? What kind of shipwreck are we
looking at?
It's
on its side and partially sunken. It's a ship similar to the one you're on now.
Okay.
Or at least it was.
Should we get up close to it and try to investigate it? Like look at the, see if there's any corpses nearby?
Yeah,
or
I want to look at, is it just beach? Or is it actually wrecked?
Well, it's on its side and half submerged, so...
Yeah. But that if you could stand it up, it might be able to get it back to seaworthy.
Okay.
That's what I want to invest in.
Yeah, you can give me a let's see if the captain is pliable, is agreeable to taking his vessel that close. I'm going to say he's kind of hesitant because it might be that this ship ran across some rocks or something. I don't want to get any closer than I am now. There is a small boat we could lower for you to take if you, your crew want to go over there and investigate that, or if you just wanted to head inland and investigate the grounds there. That's your call. But I am going to be docking the ship here.
All right.
No problem. Thank you for the allowance of the ship.
I looked at the rest of the crew, our group. Like, okay. do you want to investigate this shipwreck or head inland?
How long has it been?
I'd say it being so close to our ship, we should investigate it first, because if we head inland and there's an attack on the ship.
But I see your reasoning. Anybody else?
I was just going to ask, how long had it been since that other ship was supposed to arrive here?
So it's been over a week. Normally, a ship will go out for a day. They'll camp on the island overnight. They might stay another day and then head back. So normally, they're gone most 4 or 5 days. When they hadn't been back in over a week, that's when they got worried. It was also mentioned that they normally imply the use of some divination magics to keep up with their boats out at sea, and that wasn't possible for some reason this time.
Do they have a map of the nearby area we could take, since this is obviously a place where they go back and forth from? I'm assuming they have like a permanent fixture for them to camp at before they head out.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I would just, I understand what Raz is saying. I would just, it's been a week, and if there's anyone surviving, I would think that they would have moved ashore. And also, I'd probably prefer not to get attacked by those creatures unnecessarily again. But
especially not in their chosen element.
In a longboat? No, definitely not. I agree with you there, too.
I also would vote dry land, please.
All right. I'm afraid you're outvoted, Razbad.
I'm only saying that we move towards it and investigate it immediately.
You want to
hit the beach first, because it's half beach, half submerged.
You want to do a drive-by, is what you're saying.
I'm sorry, I might not be describing it well. The boat is not on the beach at all. It's capsized in the water.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I'm thinking a beeline to the beach.
It was up half beach, half shore. That is actually my fault.
Does this island actually have a beach, or is it just like rocky, like straight out off drop-offs, or what kind of shoreline are we looking at here?
Most of it's rocky, but you can see where part of it has been, like, maybe at one point in time there was a dock and bridge there, but they've changed that now to where it's just more of a sloped incline where it's safe to pull a boat up.
A landing, basically. Gotcha. Yeah. Okay.
Like thinking out on a group on Lake Murray, just the place where you can back the truck up and drop the boat off and then drive away. That's
you back the truck into the river.
The brake! Get the brake! Get the brake!
Do not touch the tram!
This island's full of pine cone liquor.
Pine cone cold liquor! You drink too much, you'll go blind!
Is that a thing?
That's just my meth lamb.
Hey, that's like the second time in 2 days that I've heard.
Pine cone liquor.
Well, it's pine cone wine.
It might be. I don't know.
Pine cone wine. Shop. Pine cone wine. I assume that's just a nickname for gin. But that's fine. I still
probably.
So you've decided to go ashore.
We're gonna give the ship a bypass, and like hopefully nothing attacks us on the way as we go in.
Okay. Unfortunately, because it is submerged, it would have been handy to know if there were any corpses aboard.
Oh, I'm sure there are.
We know how many there were to look for, but I am not a very strong swimmer.
I can't swim.
It's not really my natural element either. Don't worry.
I don't believe I could fight underwater either.
I only need to get close enough that I can inspect the hull and see if it's worth salvaging or if it's just to let them know.
I'd be wrong.
Not saying we're going to do any of this, but.
Can we go close to it so we can run a light across it to see if like the hull is scuttled or not?
Sure.
All right. That's what we'll do on our way to the shore.
Okay.
Scuttle hull.
So, with your decisions made, your map in hand, your gear, your healing, you make your way towards the hollowed isle. You paddle close to the capsized ship. You've got your torchlight and your dark visions, and give me perception checks.
Hopefully somebody
24.
Else.
24.
Go with his.
Yeah, that's the better. I got 22. I got a 24 also.
Actually, I'm wrong. 22 is what I got.
Okay. I got a 14.
I didn't get anything as good as theirs, so. Okay.
So some of you are able to notice that outside of the normal wear and tear, it doesn't seem like there's too much on this side of the part of the boat that you can see anyway, damage wise.
Okay.
All right, we'll make our way at Matt's rowing speed to the landing area.
For a second, I thought you said Matt's rowing speed, and I was like, isn't that the weakest character you guys have? Travel Midget, it seems like. Yeah.
I heard
you. I yelled a row!
I struggled to lift up the oar as I put it in the water.
Everybody just watching Nim like row the boat. God.
Help me, Ficey. Cast guidance on me continuously.
Plus one to my strength.
Go ahead. Sorry.
So yeah, after about 6 or 7 days of Matt rowing ashore, it's nightfall on the sixth night.
I get my spells back.
Mm. Everyone else has been paralyzed and drowned.
Y'all fought off hordes of these creatures at this point.
We put the longboat well ashore.
Put the longboat well ashore. You know that it's about a 20 or 30 minute hike to the campsite. And then past that, there's a and another about hour hike past that will be the entrance to the cave. It's just now dark, fully dark. The island itself is strangely quiet. It seems devoid of any night birds or insects.
What are we looking at vegetation-wise here? Like,
that was my question I was about to ask.
What does this island like look like physically?
So it's a lot of rock. You can see a lot of like piled dust and stone, like whatever they mined here, they kind of broke down here. Mm. That goes on for a few hundred, several yards to maybe 50 yards. And then the tree line picks up. And what you see there would be like, if evergreens actually lost their pine needles. So it's a bunch of, they don't seem to be dead trees, but just malnourished. So it's like ever pines, but really tiny needles in there. They've got a gray tint to them. So
Charlie Brown trees.
Yes. But large.
Large Charlie Brown trees. Got it. Yeah.
Charlie Brown redwoods.
Good grief. Okay, then. Oh, just curious. Let's continue to the campsite then.
Okay. 20 or 30 minutes inland, the sounds of the ocean breaking start to dim. Thanks, Kevin. The sounds of the ocean starts to dim, and you can hear, like I said, at this point, any of you who are familiar with wildlife would normally hear something to that nature, some kind of animal noises or whatever, but it's strangely quiet and foggy. You get to the campsite, and it seems abandoned and unused. There's a place where you can build a pit fire. There's some stone set up for seating, and it looks like there's some spots that get cleared off here and there for camping gear, for sleeping.
Has anybody been here recently?
Give me a perception or survival check.
I'll do perception. Someone else try survival.
I'll try survival.
I have a 25.
I'll try perception.
28 on survival.
Okay. I got a 24 on survival.
Those with the perception checks, you don't, it's hard for you to really tell, but it does look like something's been through here. Those with the survival checks that were high, you can tell that something definitely has been through here, but they didn't stay the night, and it's been within the past week.
How long has the day been so far?
I'm sorry.
I know. How long have we been awake?
Y'all left that morning. You're on the ship all day, and now it's nighttime.
Okay.
We've had a full day of...
of travel.
Of travel, yeah.
Do we want to make camp here? Exhausting.
I would say there's no breath. I don't think it's a pressing matter.
Well, I mean, some of us have used spells and things like that. I don't know.
Yeah, no. I think taking a rest, we have no pressing matters. This is the goodest spot as any to take a rest.
I don't want to go into a deep, dark cave at nighttime anyway. So yeah, let's do a camp here.
Set up watches and let's rest.
Great.
All right.
Okay. So you guys set up a camp here. Do you build a fire? All the other things that you normally would do for setting a camp up.
What's the season?
Yeah. What season is it? Is it cold?
It'd be cool outside. Yeah.
It'd be
nice to have a fire.
All right.
I'll take a middle watch so the casters can rest.
And then is anybody going to go back and signal to the ship that you'd be staying for the night?
Yes.
Okay.
I thought that was kind of understood. If we're hunting down their lost party, that we would be here a few days. But
yeah, maybe you had that decision or talked about that before. Maybe that's why she gave you the map to the campsite. But yeah, they're ready to wait on you for a few days.
Okay.
If
we're not back in 5 days, wait longer.
Camping or whatever is allowable.
You just yell really loud at the boat that's a few hundred yards away.
Oh, they're in yelling distance.
Over.
We roll up the map so that we can do one of these to them.
I believe they found the shrooms on the island and they're getting weird tonight.
Things are getting psychedelic in Adventureland. Right, yeah, so I will take second watch if somebody else wants to take first. I want to take a middle watch so the full casters can rest.
I'll take first.
I can't see in the dark unless I have a light out.
So you get third watch.
We have a campfire, so.
Sunrise.
Yeah, I'll do that.
Okay.
So you set up just four watches. The two casters get their sleep. Not to erase the tension, but the night goes by uneventfully, if not quiet and creepy, setting a tone for a kind of tone of despair. This island seems to seep into you.
Cue the ominous music. Boom.
Also, I'd like to thank Monument Studios. Their music's dope, and if you pay them money, you can use it without having to worry about getting copyright infringement. So
that's pretty cool.
Thanks, Monument.
I think they're working on an app or something. It'll be really fun for the live shows whenever we do those next.
Yeah, I'd like to not thank Metallica and their Overwatch.
Oh, yeah, fuck them.
Lars is a douchebag.
What was that?
Yeah,
they did,
I said it.
They got their music got overdubbed when they live streamed.
Yeah, from Twitch. It was hilarious.
What a fuck. There's your comeuppets.
It's the ghost of Napster killing them.
speaking of Twitch, the lead guitarist from Dragon Force, he was playing his own music on stream and it got taken down for copyrighted music.
Fucking Twitch.
It's my copyright. I hold it.
I am Dragon Force.
I made a video for that Don't Rush challenge or whatever that was happening over the pandemic.
It's a great video.
And I put the whole, I called the guy, I've known this dude for almost 20 years. I called him and asked him if I could use his songs, and he was like, fuck yeah. So I used his song and I put it on there, and I got a copyright infringement. I'm like, dude, I called the guy who created the song and asked him personally if I could use it. And they were like, yeah, no, it's that's copyright. And I was like, oh, whatever. I'm not trying to make money. It's just stupid.
There's a lot of copyright trolls on YouTube and Twitch and things like that. It's like, yeah. People like, some of them will just like get you for like random noises.
Yeah, is the Wilhelm scream is that fair use?
I don't know. It feels like it should be. Like it's so old. It should be like public domain by now, but I don't know.
Pretty sure Disney owns that now.
The Wilhelm scream?
I'll figure it out.
No, they don't.
I mean, I know they it's in a lot of Disney movies, but only because Disney bought Star Wars.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was in the Venom movie.
It's in a lot of fucking movies.
I still haven't seen that.
But Disney has, like, aside from the Wilhelm scream, Disney has the Goofy scream, which I consider superior.
Yes.
Goofy was
always my favorite.
Good one.
So other than the Wilhelm and the Goofy scream, the night goes by uneventfully. You will ponder for the rest of your days where those sounds came from.
No, that was just Dorian stubbing his toe like,
you're going to get a cop flag for copyright infringement.
I'm sorry.
It's a very good impersonation, yeah.
So I looked it up. The Wilhelm scream, nobody knows who the owner is, so nobody collects the, nobody's copyrighted it.
Sweet, we can Wilhelm scream to hell and back.
Happy birthday.
I may or may not do that, I don't know.
It's just a very old stock sound, and people, like, no one really knows where it came from.
It's a phenomenal scream.
It's like a man getting bitten by an alligator, is what it is.
I thought it was from, like, a war movie initially.
A Civil War movie.
Where they fought an alligator? What movie is this?
That sounds like a pretty cool movie.
Too Civil, Too War.
Gettysburg Drift.
Starring Vin Diesel.
Diesel as Robert E. Lee in
Too Civil, Too War.
Really pleased with your own joke.
I'm sorry. It's good. I've been drinking.
That was a great one.
I'm on the Matt track tonight.
Well, good.
Well, apparently Matt's not doing it, so everybody else is choosing to.
Yes. Working at it.
So another hour Fuck or you. Two of travel. I'm going to make you go. That's just what's happening now.
Thank you.
You guys.
I'm fine with that.
Oh, wait. I need an hour to study my spells and commune with my
God. Yeah, that happened. Shut up. You totally forgot to do that thing you do every morning this one time when you really need to do it.
You need to sit here for a full-on in-game hour.
It'll be four episodes later. I'll be like, oh, no, you left Feisty back at the campsite because you didn't say you picked Feisty out and brought him with you. So,
you thought you were wearing armor? You're not even wearing clothes. You didn't mention it.
Also, don't ever be those DM people. Don't be that guy.
So...
Well, you didn't say you tied your shoes, so you trip.
I will, before we go further, I will say that did lead, because my buddy, actually it was Josh, was running a game, and I think I've told this before about when I was the vampire and I broke my own neck to get out of trouble.
Mm-hmm.
But the only reason that had to happen is because he was that DM, where I was like, I hid my shotgun so the cops wouldn't find it. And he goes, you forgot to tell me you hid your bullets. And I was like, motherfucker, I break my own neck. If he wasn't that DM, I wouldn't have that story to tell. So, in some cases, it's good.
So lame DMs, they make world better slightly, eventually, kind of.
He was a great DM. I think he just wanted to see how to handle getting arrested. But whatever, that's...
is that an option we can do anytime? Break our own neck?
If you're a vampire and would die from it, sure.
Well, even if I die from it, I can just kill myself like that?
Yeah,
if you want to... I'm half elf, but the other half is vampire, so I should be able to half break my neck.
You will be paralyzed from the waist down.
You arrive. Frank's rushing. It doesn't make me want to go faster.
I'm not rushing you.
I am not aggressively sitting here.
All right, I muted Kevin. Let's go.
So what we're looking at is this is an old mine.
Yes,
I'm seeing tracks and shit. So,
yes. As you guys make your way to the cave, you realize that yes, this is the Hollowed Isles because the dwarves mined it to near hollowedness.
They hollowed it out. Got it.
The Hollowed Isles, not the Hollowed.
Reached it, what were these isles called?
Nothing. Bull. They didn't have a name.
The perfectly normal non-hallowed isle.
Hollowed Isles.
Give me a history check.
The perfectly normal isles where there was a perfectly normal pawn shop.
All right. Well, I will move forward, making sure to watch my step for any sort of pitfalls or traps or things.
You'll need light, I'm assuming.
If no one has casting it, I will cast Dancing Lights.
I can cast it if you need it.
That's fine. I can do it too. It's just...
Well, I will definitely be casting on myself anyway.
All right, that's fine.
I will cast...
Look at that.
What color is your light spell there, Amon?
Purple.
Purple.
Oh, look at Mace Windu over here.
Face Windu.
I guess blue doesn't work. So...
No, I'm trying to get the purple here, and it's being weird.
You got to go up. You're in the black zone.
Oh, is it showing y'all what I'm doing?
Yes.
Yeah. Yes.
Off screen again, huh?
Pink, if you can't get red or purple, then it's fine.
Pink.
I'm clicking purple, but it's coming up red.
Yeah, I see that too.
That's looks weird. Like my light is red.
I mean,
it's fine.
Yeah, all right.
It's only the illusion of unlimited choices.
The gems on my jackal head lights up for flavor.
That gives it a nice eerie.
Oh, I like that. That's squares. Nice. All right, then I'll move ahead, and I got a 24 to check for dangers and traps.
Yeah, if you want this to be dark for us, we can see the whole track.
Yeah, I know.
Okay, just making sure.
I see what you see.
Do you see what
that's right, you're sharing. See? Sorry. We've been on Owlbear, and that's what I've grown accustomed to.
Oh, the Owlbear thing. I could just click the
So yeah, you move up about that far?
Yeah, weapon out just in case.
All right.
And
did you cast light as well?
If he cast it, no, but I've got a low light vision, so I will cast it if my vision starts to fade.
So yeah, you can't because the light source is behind you. You can't see north or south because it's total darkness.
All right, then I will blast a dancing lights in front of me. Choof. Okay. I will send the dancing lights north a little way so I can see a little further into the.
Damn it! Cast them on yourself, huh?
Well, I'd be casting it I usually cast it like.
Okay, let me.
It's a cantrip, so I usually cast and cancel at will. You know.
You actually pull up a little magic bubble to be your dancing lights, then.
Thank you, sir.
Magic bubble.
Magic Hello. Bubble.
It's my favorite.
Don Ho. I love Don Ho. I love his name. Ho. Don.
I'm glad you can relate.
Thank you.
That is a dope magic bubble.
All right. I will send it north so I can check around, make sure nothing, or rather, I'll look both ways and make sure nothing is nearby that can attack us.
Yeah, when you look south, you can see that south dead ends. Obviously, if you were to continue heading west, it looks like it opens up a bit more, and north. This goes on for quite a while, but it looks like there might be some open spaces to the north.
All right. Let's check out. I
beckon the party forward and say, and ask them, like, do you want to check out this dead end real quick just to make sure there's nothing?
Clear our backs. Yes, I agree.
All right. I'll begin moving to the south to check out that hall, that hallway. I got a 28 for traps on that one.
I'm sorry, you're heading which way?
South, down the dead end, just to make sure nothing's down there that it's going to fuck us later.
And I would like for Hikage to stay 5 feet behind Dorian.
Oh, it's dark. I'm scared.
I'm going to stay at the top of while the two of them go to search the end, but I'll stay right at the top of the dead end.
I'm looking for anything that might be suspicious, like discolored wall panels or floors that might be give way. I'm just I don't want to like kill myself doing this, but
yeah, give me a perception check.
Okay. 22 again.
It seems as though it's just they had mined to a point, and you can see where the stone kind of changes shade, and you think they just hit a dead end here and stopped mining this side.
So there's nothing, like there's no veins or anything. They're just out of, they ran out of viable mineral deposits.
Right.
Okay, then I'll double back. There's no reason to continue.
Does it look like anyone has been through?
Actually, yeah. How old are these?
Aside from us,
how old are these timbers holding these shafts open?
They're very old.
Okay.
Yeah, but are there any tracks to show that maybe the dwarves have come through here or something else has come through here?
Give me a survival check.
No, that's not really a thing.
Believe that's a 13 on the dice, so that's a 17.
Hard to tell with that.
Can I give it a shot?
Yeah. No, I mean,
all right, let's give it
tracking on bare rock is just ridiculously hard, unfortunately.
Plus, I get a plus 7 to it, and I roll my dice. 17 plus 7 for a 24.
It's about the same.
All right.
Maybe we should not head deeper if we are looking for the dwarves, because there's no evidence to say that they have come this way. I mean, there's dust on the ground, right? Or is the ground, like, swept clean?
It's a dead end.
I'm talking about the whole cave that we've come through so far.
There's, yeah, it's just, it's old rock. You know, it's old rock and soot and moisture.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, the only place I can really think, the dwarves that came this way, they're younger dwarves. They're like patrolmen, the guards and things like that, sailors, right?
Yeah.
Like, they wouldn't actually have ever known this place to be anything other than by rumor.
No, I mean, their whole job was to come out here and make sure nothing had, like, taken root.
Oh, okay, yeah, that's what I wanted. They came specifically to patrol this island's landmass, not just the perimeter of the island.
Right.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I mean,
I think we should look around while we're here.
Yeah, definitely.
I mean, but if this is a rescue mission, we might want to find them quickly.
I mean, they weren't in the campsite, so this is the only other place we really know of that they might try initially, so...
And if the map, rock is, like, sweaty moist, then we wouldn't see tracks anyway.
Yeah, right. I don't know.
Paga, you could wait at the door.
Oh, yeah, actually, what is the environment like in here? Is it dry, or is it...
It's moist.
It's moist.
Okay, yeah.
And it's not about me not wanting to go down, it's about I'm just wasting time going off on a red herring if we're looking for survivors.
Yeah, I think we should just keep pushing forward.
Yeah, now that I know that it's not like dry sand to track in, there's no way to tell. Yeah.
Okay.
Forward.
Yeah. I've got to take a quick break to pee. I'm sorry. I'll be right back. I'm about to wet myself. Sorry.
Check that out on our OnlyFans.
Leave the door open. You have to leave the door open.
That joke will never get old.
Nope.
Because eventually it won't be a joke.
So one day we will have our OnlyFans page or site or whatever you do.
Just me
think
and a
it's
Speedo.
Funny that you guys think that there's not already an OnlyFans page and all of you are on it.
I mean, if you're working hard in the afternoons.
If you've got some decent footage enough, then go for it.
All I'm your impressed. Crotch shots that you stand up.
It's just a compilation of our crotches.
Oh, good times.
You did do that little dance in front of it one time.
I did.
That's true. That was early.
Briggs loves to dance. It's just a fact.
I used to.
Shitty story.
Terrible.
I kind of have to, you know, have some sort of life-changing or soul-crushing event to make me want to do it now.
I'm so sorry.
You're a terrible person and you should feel bad.
One of those beers that you like to drink is one
Sam?
Of those
Harpoon?
Events.
Okay. Let's, all right. So where are we going? North or west?
I'm inclined to go north just to double check. Like, I can see the end of the
Track where it kind of goes into, like, it doesn't look like it's a part of the mine, but it looks like the wheel cart could settle in there. But it seems like there's small rooms off to the left and right to the north.
Let's check that area first, if you don't mind.
Okay. No stone unturned.
You send your guiding lights up there first.
Yeah, I'll send my guiding lights about 15 feet ahead of me and then head in.
Is that a swift action to move it, or
I think it's a move action. Like I'm not rushing by any stretch.
It's concentration, I'm pretty sure.
So yeah, I'll move up behind it, checking into these alcoves that we see.
Give me a perception check.
Motherfucker.
Ooh, natural 20, so 32.
Perfect. Let me get everything here settled.
Sweet.
I wonder what it could be. Definitely not a monster.
I feel like we're about to zoom in.
And we'll see you next week.
Really?
Oh. We just got here. You peed a really long time. I don't think you realized.
It felt like a long time. I'm not going to lie.
It was a really long time.
Jim, you are unusually quiet.
Yeah.
He's not hanging out with Jen.
Not hanging out with Jen. Not feeling good tonight. I'm hanging in there.
My pal Jose ditched me. My good friend Jack won't call.
That's right.
We appreciate you being a trooper and hanging in with us.
Yeah.
Yeah. I wish I was a little
sober
more entertaining.
It's no fun.
Shut up. That's perfect right now.
He's beautiful. He's wonderful.
I'm sober and not feeling well.
But his silvery hair negative. And his calm demeanor.
Y'all are so concerned whether or not he should. Y'all fuck that up. Never mind.
Thank you.
Glad I could do that.
All right, what's take two?
What's rushing out to kill us?
So Dorian, as you're dancing lights flutter along up into this more open space.
I thought we were seeing these next week. What happened? Are we doing a third?
Shut up.
Okay. It was a joke.
You're a moron. So as your dancing lights flutter up along into this open space, you catch some kind of movement off to the right. You can see the outline of a dwarven body. It's rising and falling like it's something else is lifting it up. And as your dancing lights play into the room, you see a crusty, another yet again tentacly looking humanoid, its tendrils lashed into the dwarven body. You can see like pulses as juice is coming out of the young dwarf and filling this thing up. You can see its skin plumping as its cold dark eyes turn to yours. We'll see you next week.
Oh, you can't do that close together.
That is a perfect Cliffy.
We don't have time to do a combat because Dorian peed so long.
It is not true.
Oh. It is true. Roll
it was,
a tape.
It was a long time.
It was a 1 minute pee.
that's a long time.
Yeah. No, we'll get into the combat next week. Everybody roll a d20.
Oh.
I feel like I shouldn't have to since I did it last time.
I rolled you let the dice decide.
Okay. All right. Fine.
17.
Who beat a 17?
Natural 20.
You're the worst. You're the worst. I rolled a 5 again, if anyone's
wondering.
Who got
the lowest?
I think it was me. I think I got a 4.
No, that 1.
Oh, God.
All sucks.
After Kevin did the previously on, I don't think we could close the show on it. So, Dorian, tell us one more time like you did last week.
All right, everyone. Show. Okay. All right, everyone. Thanks for watching. If you enjoyed this show, make sure to click the subscribe button, the bell, and check out the dice box below for all our information on our other things we do. That's The Noob Show, our Patreon, where we have some other shows that can be unlocked with a, you know, moderate donation. And of course, we also do some Twitch streams every now of one shots, also run by noobs, so they're probably terrible. But you know, you should probably check them out anyway, because you love us. You love us, goddammit. You love us. You fucking love us. Come back next week.
Bye, everybody.
That got intense.
Penis got tiny.